Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On this week's episode, we talked about our husbands.
Shocker. A lot.
We talked about school starting.
End of summer.
But first, dude.
Dude products. We love dude products.
We love dude products. Fun, unique, innovative men's hygiene, but it's also for women can use them too. They're the wipes that you need to keep everywhere. Keep them in your gym bag.
They have a genius product called Shower on the Go.
Oh, my God. It's a game changer, especially when you have boys that stink.
Yes.
That are active. So, and they're flushable, which I love.
Yes. Flushable wipes, Shower on the Go, face wipes.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff that you need. They're available for purchase at Amazon.com and in 15,000 retail stores nationwide, including Target, Walmart, Kroger, and other retailers. But if you want to get our special offer, special For Crying Out Loud offer, go to dudeproducts.com and enter in the code Corolla20 at checkout, and you're going to get 20% off your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Corolla20 for 20% off your purchase. Go do it.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? Kaylin didn't give me the finger.
That's a good thing.
What's
going on?
Welcome. Well, Sunny started school today. That's something we can talk about.
Yeah. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud, the show where we think of what we're going to talk about two seconds before we start the show.
Kaylin doesn't give me the signal.
I gave it to Stephanie.
I can't see. All right. Well, let's talk about Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Okay. I love they're our sponsor,
right?
But I really am enjoying their product.
Yes.
And as I told you on Tuesday's episode, I tried a new flavor, raspberry.
Ooh.
It comes in sweetened and unsweetened.
Really?
Flavor. Oh. Yeah. It's amazing because you can find, they have 14 different flavors of the Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Mm-hmm.
I like the
lemonade. That's one of my favorites.
The lemonade is good.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you can get it anywhere. It's at all like grocery stores.
Yeah. Yeah. We have
retailers.
It stocked in our fridge all the time, and some of them I keep hidden because the kids come and they drink it all, and then I have nothing to drink because that's what I usually do drink, except water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you feel good about it.
Yeah, I love the taste. It gives you that feeling of being at home, of like having a tradition,
mm-hmm.
having something that the kids, any time you open the fridge, they're like, oh, there's our Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's perfectly crafted with ingredients like pure filtered water, mountain grown tea, and has just the right balance of sweetness too, by the way, which I love and appreciate.
And all different varieties, 14 flavors. There's something for everyone and every occasion. With ice cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away, and you can find your favorite Gold Peak flavor at a retailer near you. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
Yes.
Baby.
And by the way, if you're going to drink water, you want filtered water. You want to know that it's nice and clean. Force of Nature's a little appliance that uses electricity to convert tap water plus a capsule of salt, water, and vinegar into a multi-purpose cleaner and disinfectant as effective as bleach, okay? It's gentle enough to use on even baby toys without rinsing, yet powerful enough to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. The industrial technology it has,
it basically uses
green cleaning as well as in a wound, like healing and eye products, because it's so safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kills staph. It kills MRSA, norovirus, with using no toxic chemicals or fumes. So it's like you get to, instead of buying a cleaner at the grocery store, and normally the cleaners that you buy at the grocery store are not green unless you're buying special cleaners.
Right.
And they're super expensive.
Right.
But this is a little appliance and it uses electricity to convert just your water into a really powerful cleaner. This is a very cool invention.
And I love that it's co-founded by a mom. Mm-hmm. The company mission is to help parents create healthier homes by taking the worry and toxins out of cleaning once and for all. So if it's created by a mom, you know it's good.
Yeah. ForceOfNatureClean.com. That's where you're going to check it out. ForceOfNatureClean.com.
Okay.
What's going on?
So.
What's happening?
Oh, my God. So I had a week, pretty much, of no dudes in my house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
Oh, it was so nice. It was so nice. I look forward to this week every year. I really do. And it's near my birthday, and it's at the end of summer. So it's so – it's. I remember when the kids were babies, and Jody would come over, and Jay and Suzanne, and it would be like – summer night, the kids are sleeping in their cribs, and we would sit by the pool and just drink Bud Light Lime and chill because there's no Adam.
Right.
Hey, who left this? Who left this empty beer? They barely drank. They took two steps and sips, and they leave it just sitting by the pool. Who leaves? None of that. They want to take. If I want to take two sips of beer and leave it by the pool, I can. Oh, Phil will bother it, but. I love it. It's
You'll
the
have
best.
A lot of explaining to do
yes.
at the vet with
yes.
Phil. Why is your dog drunk?
Right. Ugh. And then Phil's a pain in the ass. And then there's no like Sunny like, can you come? Want to throw the ball? You want to sit with me? You want to do this? You want to do that? It's like, where's your friends, dude? Fuck. Go find some friends. But no, I love it. I love it. And so it was very peaceful. So what I did was, all right, so it was a dark week here. And I thought about, oh, I was asking Dylan something. And then I, because Dylan gives me tips of TV shows to watch. And I wanted to binge. I wanted to find something to binge. And him and his Killing Eve, I thought of, oh, Love Island. I was just about to, because Howard Stern in the morning was talking about how him and Beth binged on the, what is it, Bachelor in Paradise? Mm-hmm. Is that what's going on right now? And I thought, that sounds fun. I want to do that. So tomorrow, Natalia starts school. She's going to be gone all day. There's nobody here. There's not going to be any workers around, which I love. Olga is not coming until later. And in fact, I told Olga, like, you don't really need to come. No, I need to come. I'm going to. I think she's trying to. This might be for Patreon. I don't know. I think she's like. Really like stepping it up because I think she knows like, you know, the kids
right.
are older.
Right.
I do definitely need her in the afternoon after school for the most part because they're all going in two different directions. But, you know, if I had to, I could figure that out. I don't know. But the thing that Olga, the thing that she brings to the table is, you know, her blue apron is what she does.
Right.
Because, you know, I have to say I gave that up. Like Olga, Adam and Olga, they talk about what they're going to eat for dinner and he's on his diet and blah, 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 blah. So I took my – and she loves it. So I took myself out of that equation. And so she's basically become his nanny, as we've talked about before. So – but anyway, she comes – it's fine. Olga's fine. So I decided, okay, I'm going to watch Love Island. Love Island, UK. Because I didn't know if it was US, UK. So I go on Hulu. I, by the way, have to go to the Hulu.com and pay the extra so I don't have to watch those ads because it's worth the $5 a month. I don't want
right.
to watch these. I don't want
right.
to fast forward. So it was the best decision I ever made. So I sat down and watched Love Island. And like those shows at first, I was like, do I really? I mean, it's just the same. It's just all the same. It's like it's a bunch of hot people in their underpants by the pool.
Right.
You know, tan, you know,
right.
trying to hook up. And
right.
it's like, I don't know. To me, it's just like it takes a lot to have to get to. Once you get in, it's great.
Right.
But
right.
it takes, you know, it's going to take some time to
Bachelor
get to
in
know.
Paradise is a little bit like that, too, by the way, because most of these people have been on previous seasons.
Right.
So if you didn't watch them on their season,
don't
you don't
know.
Really know how ridiculous they are.
Right.
Or,
right.
I mean,
you got to get to know them.
Yeah.
In order to be hooked.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I know that. So I'm just going to play Fortnite and watch while they're. And then I was like, then it gets into the first episode and they're all like just buff and just fit. Okay. So here's the other thing. They say the word, they say so many different sayings. It was very hard to follow. I had to put the captions on.
It's almost like when you watch something that's like Irish.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know they're speaking English. But, or if they're like in a Cockney accent.
Yes.
Like you're watching
the
British,
Cockney.
Like Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I have to have subtitles because
right.
I don't know what they're – I know they're speaking English.
Yeah.
But not in English that I'm totally understanding.
Not only you can't understand, but they're using words you don't even know what that means.
Right.
Like I had to pause and go, what does melt mean? When they're saying you're melting, you're melting. Like what, I know they're not saying melting as in the literal. So I had to like look it up and like they don't say like that guy's hot. Like she's hot. They never said hot. They never call each other hot. They call them fit. Oh, you know. In fact, there was a confessional with the dude and the girl that they finally hooked up together and they're sitting in the confessional. They do a lot like The Bachelor, you know.
Right, right, right.
And so they follow that formula. And so they're in the confessional and he's like, yeah, you know, I finally got Olivia, you know. And he goes, you know, she's definitely a beautiful girl. And she's like, beautiful? Who says beautiful in her accent?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, all right, fit. You're fit. And they don't mean it by fit like
right.
I mean, I guess
like
they
you've been
do.
Going to the gym.
Right. No, they mean like she's fit. Like they don't say hot. They don't say hooking up. They say cracking on. He's going to crack on. I'm going to crack on with her. I'm going to crack on with him. She's
uh-huh.
cracking on with so-and-so in the other room right now. You know, that Love Island, the whole premise is there's like.
Oh, wait. Are they all British?
They're all. So I watched the UK version.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, did I say
I thought you meant. Well, it makes sense both ways because mm-hmm. I thought you just meant like the phrases that these 20-somethings are using are beyond us now.
No, they're all British. It's the UK version.
Oh, okay.
So there's British. There's also some Scottish people in there. Like you, there's no English. There's no.
Got it.
It's
okay.
Very hard
okay.
to understand. And then they have the announcer, the narrator who puts in his cracks. You
right.
know, in between, you know, puts in his commentary.
Right.
It's like, you know, Marcel doesn't like to talk about he was in the boy band. Well, I can't even think of the name of the boy. He's nobody you ever heard of.
Right.
And he goes, he doesn't like to talk about it. And then he sits down and he starts talking about how he's in a
right.
boy band. You know, it's like
right.
he makes fun of them. I love that part. I loved it. And what's the word they say instead of love? They don't say loved it. I fancy it or something like that. They do say knickers. So they do say some things that you kind of know. Snog.
Right.
Snogging on them and stuff
right.
like that. But then, like, they don't say hookup. They say, yeah, they say cracking on. And there's so many different words. And I just found it so endearing. But here's the thing that I really thought was interesting. So I'm watching it. I was hooked. And then by episode 3, I was really hooked. Like, I want to know who Olivia's going to hook up. Is she going to get with Marcel? Or is she going to go with the other, Pamela, whatever? So I was really into it. But and I text Dylan. I go, it was season 3, he told me specifically, season 3 UK. So I told him he goes, yes. I started watching them by episode 12. Now I'm like, it's nighttime. Natalia came home. We ate dinner. Now I'm going back to watching it.
Right.
And I don't want her to see me watch it because I just don't want. So
right.
like as I get out sometimes, I have to like go, you know, on Hulu and go all the way back to the beginning because I don't want it to come up when she, you know, I don't want her seeing snogging. But the premise of the show is you just have to hook up. That's all you have to do.
Right. So that you can stay alive.
Right.
In the game.
In the game. You get 50 grand at the end. But they barely ever talk about that. And so the point is like, so there's like, I don't know, there's 4 girls. It starts out with like six girls and then 6 dudes come through the door. And then the girls, you know, go, okay, which guy do you want? And they get to pick the guy they want. And then they're coupled up. Okay. So then they go into this villa in Spain somewhere. It's beautiful. The weather, it never rains. It's beautiful. They get the
pool. Do they have married people on that show?
No.
I was just wondering
why?
If there's any.
Oh, really? On The Bachelor?
Could I go on it? No, could I go live in a villa in
Spain?
Oh,
my God, Stephanie. It's so funny you said that because I was thinking to myself as I was cracking on that, like, Mike Fleiss, like, we should go pitch to Mike Fleiss, like, hey, why don't we do something like that for 40 plus? Like,
yeah.
How about, like, divorcees and divorcees, divorced dudes, guys, girls? Just put them in a villa together and let's see what happens.
But also, what if you had – now, hear me out.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
What if you had married people
okay.
that were like – I wouldn't say it's really like a temptation island,
mm-hmm.
but it's like you kind of get a pass. Like you just go, well,
that's
this is
better.
Just fantasy. Like you can go and make out. Like no sex, right?
Right,
it's just like you go and you can like – you know, crack on, but only right. as far as kissing.
Right.
Right. Right. And it's all kind of like pre-approved. Like, it's so you could just go have a crazy fantasy.
Right.
For like, and then you get to go in there and like, you know, with all your stretch marks and your post, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. breastfeeding boobs or whatever,
yes.
3 week
yeah.
breastfeeding
right, right, right.
boobs
right.
that are still pretty fine.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get to just pick a guy.
Yes.
And yeah, the guys.
I would totally
but what if
that.
The guys could be also just younger
dudes?
Right. It doesn't have to be evenly matched. It could just be like the yes. women go get like a site. We get to go be. With, and not cougars. You don't even call it that.
No.
It's just like, here's some guys that are attracted to like slightly older women.
Right. And they're younger.
Yeah. You just go do that
and
for
3 weeks.
And the guys
are with the younger girls, right? The husbands?
No.
No. It's just a bunch of people.
Not my husband.
No. So then it's not to. You're
all
right.
Sure. He can if he wants to, but okay. you know.
But then, no, you're right. So the spouses cannot go, but maybe they give their, you know, because the show, because in the UK, the show is airing live. And so they'll do like, you pick the couple.
Okay.
You guys get to pick the couple who gets to stay and who not all the time, but they throw that in.
Okay.
And it's live. So, okay. So they start out with these couples, right? And then they throw. Okay. So they get to know each other. And then by the way, like 2 days is like 2 months in there. So they're already falling in love and like snogging on each other.
Right.
Then like a hot chick comes through the door. And then it's like, uh-oh, shoot. So then the guy gets to, you know, the new girl gets to pick who she wants to couple up with. And then that guy is going to be the guy that, you know, or the girl is gone. Like she's leaving the island.
Right.
And it's kind of like that. And that goes on.
That's a little bit like Bachelor in Paradise. They keep bringing new people
right.
in. And then the new person gets a date card. And
yes.
then they go break up couples.
That's what they
Although
do.
Although in Paradise, yeah. the – If you go up to a couple, if you say like, hey, I want to go on a date with you to one of the people in the couple, that person could say like, oh, no, I'm already really hooking up with this
yeah.
person. But 9 times out of 10, they're like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And
no,
they'll say
to.
Like, hey, do you have any history with anybody? Is anything going on? And they'll be like, it'll be like a full on couple.
Uh-huh.
And the girl will be like, I mean, I had a date with so-and-so, but you know. I'm open.
Right.
And then the so-and-so is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, we've been making out 24/7 for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
they're like, and then they never show them rarely saying to the person like, hey, so the new guy asked me out on a date. I'm going to go. But no, they're just like, okay, going on a date. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, on Paradise Island, you have to
You have to go.
You have to like that. There's no choice because that's how they start to weed the people out.
Right, right.
They don't do the whole ceremony and stuff. There's episodes that go by where it's just them for a long time because you want to get to know the couples, get to know each other. And then the other great thing is when the new guy or girl comes in the door, they've been watching the show.
Oh.
Right?
Like Big Brother style?
Like Big Brother style. So they come in and they're like, yeah, you know, I know you two are cracking on and everything, but, you know, how close, is it still going? Like, what do you really feel like, you know? And
oh, they get to ask them before?
Yeah, they talk to everybody. They get to know everybody. Yeah,
okay.
They know everything. And the other thing that just happened is this one couple that was inseparable, they got the lowest votes or something. I don't know. The chick that he was with had to go, and then a new guy that came through the door showed interest in her, but they were like, no, we're not interested. The guy and the girl both were like, I'm not interested in anybody else. I don't care, even though this new guy is hot, 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 and she's saying how hot he is. And he's like, I want to go on a date with you. They go on a date and everything, but she's like, no, I'm not all about – I'm with him. That's that. But if you know, but the problem is that at whatever ceremony, if he picks her – she has to go and sleep in the same bed. They sleep in the same bed.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's a room and there's beds and everybody has. So if you're a couple, you sleep in that bed.
Okay.
Or you
this
can
is
sleep
like
outside.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And there's a private room. And they only used it twice, but you can go to the private room. But
if you
here's
want.
The crazy thing.
Okay. After all of that, you're like, and then they're forced to sleep in the
it's
same
insane.
Bed. But here's the crazy part.
No, really? Here's – okay, well, I text Dylan. I'm like, oh, my, I'm episode 12. I'm like, oh, my God, this show's great. And then I'm like, but I'm thinking it's coming to an end, but it's not slowing to any kind of stop anytime soon. And the people keep going, well, you know, I'm keeping my options open. I'm like, how long are they going to keep – I look it up. There's 46 episodes.
No!
46 episodes of 1 hour episodes.
I mean, you're not going to be done till your kids have graduated high school.
I know.
Well, at your rate, actually, next week.
Next week.
You'll tell me what happens.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm working out because of them now because I'm like, all right, where's my dumbbells? I'm going to like start doing some squats around here. And but the crazy thing is, all right, so they all blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing I found very interesting. The guys have a layer. There's a difference between the UK, and these are millennials too. But these guys, they have like a layer of respect. You know, they don't like, I'm 20 episodes in now, and the guys have, I've never heard like, you know, they've all been like, you know, even though we're a couple, they talk like dudes. They're together and they're talking, but they're saying stuff like, I'm paraphrasing, like basically, I'm letting her take the lead kind of thing. Like, so the guys would be like, did you get anything last night? And he's like, you know, no, I'm going at her pace, you know, kind of thing. And they're not like, come on, like, you know, they're not saying like how the guys are like dying to hook up. There's also like, no, the chicks don't, there's not a lot of, from the girls and the guys, there's not a lot of shit talking, you know? There's not a lot of the girls going, ah, man, that Melody, she's getting on my damn nerves, all right. There's none of that.
Oh, that's not good.
It's weird. But there's a lot of gossip and there's a lot of stuff, but there's not a lot of like...
But it's not just mean?
It's not mean.
Surface gossip?
No, it's not mean at all. It's really not mean, no, at all. And I was like, this is really weird. Is this a generational thing or is this a UK thing? I think it's a UK, I don't know, but like there's not, and Dylan, if he's around, maybe he can back me up, but there's not a lot of that. Like the guys are very respectful, even when the guys are together and they're talking. Now, I'm not saying they're like perfect gentlemen. Of course they're talking, but they're not going like, oh, look at that ass. You know, the girls right. are working out right in front of them, but they're not really, you know, they're going at the girls' kind of pace. They're being very respectful. The other thing is like the girls bond together and they don't want, like when the new girl comes, they're very open to the new girl. They're very welcoming to the new girl.
Weird.
Even when the new girl is threatening one of their guys that they're really into, the girls are still like, of course they're a little threatened, whatever. They go and talk to their friends and group off and go, oh my God, I think my guy likes her or whatever. But she does have a banging body or whatever they say.
Right, right,
she's
right.
melting, you know, like, I don't know. They have all these weird words. It's very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I like is that they take old songs and they kind of like, they must do this on Bachelor Parent. Like, they take I just noticed these songs. Like, and they slow it down, mm-hmm. and they have somebody else singing it. Like Daisy Duke's bikinis on top. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I can't, like, there was a Whitney Houston's, How Will I Know?
And who's singing it?
It's just in the background? Random, you know, they play the soundtrack over it, you know, while they're making out in the dark.
Yeah.
If he really loves me. And I don't know, maybe there are real songs. Maybe somebody did take a remake of the Whitney Houston's. Maybe. I don't know. But I just found it really weird. But anyway, I am like hooked and I'm episode 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going strong and there's 46. And sometimes I want to just fast forward sometimes. But then I'm like, whoa, 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 wait, what? This guy's now not with her? Like, what's going?
Right.
It's really interesting. I really like it. Love Island UK season 3.
All right. Do you ever
crack
does this ever happen to you? Because you just reminded me of this. Are you ever like listening to a podcast before you go to sleep, and then you're like, all of a sudden you're like, wait, how is the guy in jail or whatever? And then you realize you just lost time because you mm-hmm. sort of fell asleep,
yes.
but you didn't even know you fell asleep because you're still awake.
I did that. I do that.
And then,
TV
but then
shows.
You realize, wait. There's only 5 minutes left. What happened?
I know.
Then you have to go back, but then you don't even know how far you'd to go back because you don't even
you
feel
don't
like
know.
You fell asleep.
Right. And then you rewind. Or for me, it's TV shows.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching I can't watch Love Island to fall asleep to for some reason. I don't know. Reality TV to fall asleep.
Because too good? Too much going on?
I guess.
Too highbrow?
I don't know. I can't watch reality. I can't watch Housewives. I can't watch reality TV to fall asleep. I have to watch like a drama and it gets me like relaxed. And then, but then, like, I'm watching Orange is the New Black last season. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Why is there, what's, what? And then I wake up and I didn't think I was asleep.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And then all of a sudden something loud happens in my headphones and I'm like, whoa, what? And it wakes me up. And then I rewind. I go, oh, I saw that. But wait, I didn't see that. Like, yeah, yes.
I hate having to be a detective and retrace my steps.
I know.
And try to figure out when I fell asleep. Maybe and then I'm also like, well, and if I already fell asleep, maybe I should stay sleeping. Then I'm not that tired
I don't
anymore.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
I know. I try to, and Adam comes to bed and he always takes the, because for some reason, I'm always asleep when he walks in.
Right.
But I feel like I'm awake.
Right.
And he grabs the remote out of my, because I hold on to it. And he takes it out of my hand and he turns it. I go, what are you doing? And he goes, you're snoring. Like, so?
Yeah.
I'm still listening in my headphones.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. I don't know.
I have so many things that make me irritable, like at night, even mm-hmm. when I'm going to sleep. I think John and I have different circadian rhythms because John is like just waking up towards the evening mm-hmm. and that's when he wants to talk
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And the lights start to go out by like 11.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to fall asleep at 11, but
right.
it means like I'm done with mm-hmm. the day.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't want – and I also like I don't want him in bed doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're going to go to bed.
Go to bed.
Don't right. bring your computer in there. Don't start projects. Don't listen to something loud. Don't watch a TV show.
Right.
Which is so bitchy on my part. But it's like it is my room.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I really wish I could go back to a time like I had my own room. Like,
I know.
Because I was like, there's stuff like I – and I just hate – I get – and by the time it's nighttime, I'm tired. So then I'm edgy and not mm-hmm. really feeling like compromising.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel nice.
Right.
And also I feel like all day I've been doing stuff for other people. Like, because sometimes right up against it, like Sadie will be like, weren't we going to bleach my hair today? And then I'm like – what, really?
I know.
And then I realized, okay, I did tell her I would, and I'm going to put the color in it tomorrow so that she has it colored.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get this done.
Uh-huh.
So then it's like I'm getting out the bleach and I'm doing that. Okay, this is – I know that's one example.
But do you get resentful when you're doing it? Because sometimes I don't want to do something, and then I get all resentful and bitchy when I'm doing it.
Well, yes, sometimes. But sometimes it's more like – I'm like, okay, I'm going to be the hero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to like, I don't want them throwing this in my face later and
right.
going, you promised you were going to do it. And then last time you didn't. And so I go, do it.
Uh-huh.
But then like Xander will come over and be like, oh, can I do my? And that's when I'm like, now you've gone too far.
Right.
And then I realize, okay, I need to reel it in a little bit
yeah.
because like it's not his fault that
right.
I'm a bitch because
right,
it's 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll just be like, all right, like, come here. I'll do yours.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't want to have to be checked. Then he'll come in four times to go like, what do you think? Is it, you mm-hmm. know, it just becomes a whole kashaw.
I know.
And it's late.
I know.
And I'm like, why didn't you people start this at 9 p.m.
Right.
Instead
right.
of 11 p.m. Whatever. Okay. So then I get that all done. And then I say to everybody, hey, everybody. Good night. Like, I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes I have that thing where I'm like, I got to get up for work tomorrow.
Right.
Like,
no.
John, you like, okay, Monday mornings when we're recording, there's a couple things. This morning the kids have an orientation for school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're going to have to take them to orientation. I'll pick them up on my way home. But and in my mind, I want to be controlling and go like, might want to. Mm-hmm. You're also going to have to walk the dog.
Right.
So. However you want to – it's like one of the kids. He's a grown-up and he can manage his own
right.
time. But then I get really concerned that like he's going to sleep till the last possible minute. So mm-hmm. the thing is, my whole point is this. I don't want him to come to bed at the same time. I'm like, but I want him to get up at a decent time.
Right.
But like I don't want to have to – but at the same time, I like stay up really late. You do better on less sleep.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing, whatever you're doing, and let me – have my hour.
Do you tell him that?
I have.
Yeah.
He gets his feelings hurt.
Like,
he gives me the Adam John, all right.
I know.
Wow,
I
guess I'm not wanted here.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to go. But it's not that you're not wanted. It's just that, yeah, you're not wanted. Like, but not in a way of like, I hate you.
Yeah,
but more in a way of like, but if you're here, now I have to compromise.
Right.
Now I have to go either watch what you want to watch or – I know we've talked about this a million times, but he'll be like, you want to watch something? And I'll go, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I kind of don't,
mm-hmm.
but I'll say, okay. But then it always has to be, he's like,
what
I'll
he
go, well, how about this? And he'll be like, well, how about Bill Maher?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right. I mean, because
right.
it's mm-hmm. not that I don't want to watch Bill Maher. It's just that it might not have been my first choice, but he's mm-hmm. not going to want to watch my first choice.
Right.
And since I don't mind watching Bill Maher,
right.
that's fine.
Right.
Then I fall asleep right away.
Exactly. I was just going to say.
And then he'll be like, well, you missed it. It was a really good episode.
Uh-huh. And then the next night he wants to watch it again. No.
But but here's the other thing. He wants to have conversations. Mm-hmm. Like he'll – this is what John will do.
Yes.
He'll be like, so – do you hear what Trump did, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to be a really long conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't want to hear this new thing that's going to enrage me
right.
from the day. It's
right.
that I don't want to get enraged after 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Enrage me first thing in the morning.
Right.
Get my day started with a good enragement. I'm fine with that.
Right.
It goes with my coffee.
Don't get me fired up. Right.
Why do you need to? But the reason why he needs to get me fired up is because that's when he is full of energy wants to have conversations with me.
Right.
And then in his mind, he's like, well, I just want to connect with my wife.
I
just want to talk about the day.
Right. That's the thing I have, too. Like, is the thing on? Can you guys hear us out there? I hope not. I don't know. Whatever. They got back late from Monterey last night.
So he's not here, right?
I don't think he's here, but he does have a podcast today. I don't know, but Kayla's not paying attention. Anyway, who cares? It's not like he's not – it's not a news flash that I feel this way.
But Kaylin, is it on out there?
Can they hear us? Okay.
Okay.
So the thing is that it's the same along the same lines as your issue. But like with Adam, it's like if he can't understand, I can understand it, but he can't understand it. So during the day, you know, he's up and he's going and he's blah, 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 blah. But sometimes at 9 o'clock at night, I'm up and I'm doing stuff, right? But then, like, I can't explain. But then he's, like, in his office drinking his red wine, relaxing. So he thinks I should be doing that at the same time as him.
Yes.
And so if
– Yes, girl.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. And so if I'm not engaging, you know, at the right hour, then it's like, wow, geez. I thought, you know, I just want to be with my – yeah, like in therapy. Like, I just want to, you know, want to go for walks. But I already had my walk this morning.
Right.
Why do I have to go your walk on your time?
Right.
I was just about to relax.
And by the way, I don't want to go on a walk with anybody. If I'm going on a walk, that's my time.
Right.
That's why I want to listen to a podcast.
Yes, I know.
Or talk on the phone with one of my friends.
Yeah.
Because – I don't get to do that. I can't talk to whoever
right.
I want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a little rotating list of people that I like to catch up with.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I have is like when I'm walking the dog.
Right.
So in the evening, be it one of the kids, be it John, that's not what I think of as like family bonding
right,
time.
I know.
But then in their defense, I guess, what is family bonding time? There is no time that I really like to like, but in my mind.
Right.
For instance, yesterday, late afternoon, we all went as a family to the Reel Inn for a last hurrah because orientation was today. And tonight I have I have to record Rose
right.
Pricks and tomorrow night. So he was like, hey, let's all go to the Reel Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We all went as a family.
Mm-hmm.
We had the whole drive there. We played
right.
Beastie Boys.
Aww.
And then on the way home, we played Tupac.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Right.
We were, you know.
Going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we chatted and we enjoyed fish. And in my mind, we're good.
Right.
Like, no need to extend family. Like,
I know.
We just had some uninterrupted, a couple of good hours of being together as a family.
Right.
Like, how come it has to go like, okay, well, blah, blah, blah is going to walk the dog. Well, take one of the kids. In my mind, I'm like, no, now we're winding down.
Exactly.
So now you go clean, fold up your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get ready for the week. Why does it have to extend until we're just right up against it?
I know.
And now I'm stressed and I'm going, well, I'm going to bed.
Right. And then when you get to that point and you go, I just want to go to bed, then it's like, well, you don't want to. What's the matter with you? And it's like,
yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Do not get it. I get it. How come you don't get
right.
it? You're a
right.
smart guy. Can't you figure that out? I don't know.
And I have the same thing where John is able to take his time. Like, he can sit at his desk and put on headphones and whatever he's doing, watch a video on how to do
uh-huh.
something that he's trying to learn how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not just I mean, I guess he thinks of it as like, oh, I'll just go in the bedroom and listen to a podcast. The difference is that people will still come in and out of the bedroom and ask me questions.
Right.
And Sadie will have no problem coming in and going, can you bleach my hair?
Yeah, I know.
And then I have to go either be a bitch and go, sorry, no, I'm listening to Dateline. Or go, in my mind, go, I mean, I can go bleach her hair. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know, when you say he's listening to, does he have his earbuds in or does he walk?
Yeah.
Okay. So Adam walks around with it just blaring on his phone. And I was like, I got to listen to this car shit. Like, what can you, why? Why do I have to hear this? Like,
totally.
I'm trying to make breakfast, you know, and I got my earbuds in. I'm listening to OJ, you know, that's one of my favorites right now.
Confronting OJ.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
So good.
I'm obsessed. When she talks to the two jurors. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Wow. Is it still going or is it just those episodes?
There was a bonus episode that was a little bit boring.
I heard the bonus.
Yeah. So it's over, I think.
It's over.
I guess they're going to still do another bonus or something. I don't know. But right, we listen on earbuds. They just listen.
Right.
And
I got
to
listen to
them. I'll come into the bedroom to go to sleep, and John's been laying in the bedroom. This is how he'll be. He'll have his computer open.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in a king-size bed either. We're in a queen-size bed. So, and the dog's in there.
Aye.
So I'll come in, and John is not he's not ready for bed. He's just relaxing in the bedroom to get away from the cacophony of noise from the kids, which I understand.
Right.
But he's not going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there, and he's listening to, like, a Audible, you know, our favorite, listening to a book.
Right.
And doing something on his computer, and then I like, there's no room for me to do my own thing.
I know.
And if I go, can you listen to that on earbuds or whatever, then I'll get the okay. I was just trying to enjoy just listening to something not on earbuds. But in my mind, I'm like, why is that an imposition? Like, it seems like a natural thing to just do anyway, so that if my wife comes in and she wants to go to sleep, she won't have to say, I've had arguments with him about this.
But does other people – do we see on our Reel It In page – by the way, on our Reel It In page, sometimes I go on – but my Facebook wasn't working. I wanted to say something over the weekend. But I don't know. It's like people are like selling their cars and stuff. Like, I don't know.
No, they're not. No. We take that down.
But like, not that. But it's like, it's getting very random, I think. I don't know.
We try to that's under control. Sometimes people do something weird like that, and then we take it down right away. Mostly it's people talking about their problems.
Okay. So do people have this problem? Like to
yes.
With their spouses?
Yes. We're not alone.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because it's real. I mean, we have to deal with it all the time.
One of the problems with marriage is that you have a partner for life, and that's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a partner for life – it is a constant compromise.
Yes.
And I think this is the reason why a lot of married people are jealous of single people, even though we don't want to be single, because there's a lot that goes with that.
Right.
There's loneliness and there's just not having the consistency and the love of your partner.
Right.
On the other hand, there's something so endless that every single part of your life is a compromise.
I know.
It has to be okay with somebody else.
Right.
Everything has to be negotiated. Like, what are we going to have for dinner? What am I buying at the grocery store? You're always having to take in somebody else's needs.
Yeah.
And
it's hard when you're the one that's also the first one.
Line of defense with the kids.
With the kids. So you throw the kids in and then
the
it's like.
The default parent, as
you're the
said.
Default. Right. So when you're the default parent and you're dealing with also, you have to take in consideration other people that are just coming into your lives now too. How about the, you know, and then you'd think that the other person isn't compromising, but then you get into therapy and then you hear like, you think that they are compromising. And it's like, I don't really see it that way.
Totally. You're so right, because I do think that John compromises in a million ways with me that I don't see or that I notice. But I think in my mind somehow I don't think his compromise is as big as my compromise.
Right. I know.
Maybe I'm a louder compromiser.
Yeah.
Because he's just doing it. Like he's just whatever it is. Let's say, for instance, he's going to paint the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to just go buy paint and paint the room. He's going to go like, all right, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear that as a compromise. I hear it as a yet another decision that I'm expected to make.
Right.
Yet I would be mad if he just went to the paint store and bought a paint color and painted the whole wall, I'd be like, are you out of your mind? Right. How do you not ask your wife what color to paint the wall? That's crazy. Uh-huh. Then I would come get on the podcast with you and go, Lynette,
what
John went to Dunn Edwards, bought a paint color. Who does that? Uh-huh. Right? But then if he goes, what color do you want to paint the wall? Then I'm like, then oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I know. Then maybe they can't win. I don't know.
You put another thing on my plate. Now I got to pick what color the living room. You're the one who wants to paint the living room.
I know. Not my problem. Now you've made it my decision that I have to put to participate. Another thing I have to participate in. But Adam, when it comes to paint, does it on his own. Sometimes he painted one of our poles outside bright blue, like the color of the blue that's in his the Adam Carolla Show logo. He put what? He does a lot of stuff like that.
You know what? You know what? We'll take a little break to tell you what just things that make me happy.
Yes. Let's talk. Yes, girl.
Here's one way I don't have to compromise. FabFitFun.
That's right. It all comes to us and we get to keep it.
The 2019 FabFitFun fall box is on pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And we talk about it all the time, but it's got the women's lifestyle subscription box with the full-size products, not the chintzy little sample size. Full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, tech, all sent right to your doorstep.
A lot of times it ends up being something that I didn't know I needed in my life.
Right.
And then now I'm addicted.
I know.
So whatever they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because I will try like some moisturizer or something and I'll be like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to go rebuy this.
That's right. I just found one of their lotions that I love that I forgot about and I found it in my drawer and I was like, oh my God, I got to reorder this because I fell in love with it.
And then they have other cute stuff. Like remember a couple boxes ago, because it was a winter box, they had like the fingerless mittens, gloves, and then they have – and – lots of opportunities for regifting.
That's
cute stuff. You'll get
very cute
necklace. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Shawl. Yeah.
I get super excited every time there's a FabFitFun box.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on sale right now, and you guys can get your FabFitFun seasonal full-size beauty products, like we said. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200.
Yeah.
If you use the coupon code FCOL for $10 off your first box of FabFitFun, you'll get $10 off. So use your coupon code FCOL on the website and you'll get $10 off. So go to fabfitfun.com and go enjoy.
And here's a great ad for you guys because it actually goes right with what we were talking
mm-hmm.
about. Wireless earbuds.
Yes.
Do you want to get a gift for the spouse or partner
mm-hmm.
or boyfriend or girlfriend
kids.
That likes to listen to stuff out loud and you would prefer that they listen
That's
on their
right.
earbuds, but they don't have a good pair of wireless earbuds?
Well, they're now, always expensive.
Yeah. So now with Raycon, no excuses. Everyone needs wireless earbuds. They're so convenient and so great and so just considerate
mm-hmm.
of your partner.
That's right.
Of your partner's needs to not necessarily listen to what you're listening to.
All right.
So check out wireless earbuds from Raycon. They start at half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, but they sound just as
yes.
amazing.
Yep.
Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have changed the game, you guys. They're comfortable, take them anywhere.
And you know they're going to be good because they were co-founded by Ray J.
Exactly. And sound is important to those
mm-hmm.
two. So go to buyraycon.com/FCOL to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/FCOL for 15% off. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/FCOL. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. So I think that I have been just enjoying the hell out of my summer with my kids. And last week, I told you I was so bummed it was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, because my life is going to turn into, you know, a
like
crap
you said,
fest.
It's
yeah,
just
it's
hit
hard.
The ground running every
yeah.
day. It's a bummer.
On the other hand,
uh-huh.
it might be nice to have like a little less chaos, maybe
yeah.
a little
a
more order
time.
To my days.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am. I get edgier with John when mm-hmm. I have no alone time.
Right.
Well, with John home all the time, I don't have a lot of alone time. But at least I can go out and be by myself.
Yeah.
In the summer, even running errands, I'm usually with one or more of the kids. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Like Greg Fitzsimmons asked me, he's like, is it a good, because today was the first day that both of my kids decided to go to school. Started on Thursday of last week, but today's Monday. And Sonny went back today after being in Monterey. They got home at like 10 o'clock at night. That's another thing. It's like your kid's starting, you might want to leave a little early so you can get home early so that your kid can go to bed early and get his backpack together, because that's one thing he didn't do before he left. And now I'm going through his backpack, finding his PE clothes in there from last year that I got to wash tonight, you know. And anyway, so he got back at like 10, and of course he doesn't want to put his backpack together. Okay, you're going to do it in the morning then? Well, then you better get up early and do it. But so they went back. So he was like, you know, Fitzsimmons was like, is that a good thing? And I thought about it. And I was like, you know, I was like you, enjoying the summer of not having to be anywhere and do anything and get, you know, like just sleep in, wake up when your body wants to wake up.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And then this morning it's like, I don't know.
We're never going to have a break until there's an – and I might have it even worse this year. I haven't totally figured it out, because now I have one kid going to LAUSD mm-hmm. and two kids in a charter. So the schedules are different. So the breaks are different. Albie might have 3 weeks off for winter, and Sadie and Xander might have they might have two.
Right.
And then they might have 2 weeks of spring break, but Elby only has one. Uh-huh. And then they have different days off, different faculty days. Yeah. And that's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, that does suck. That does suck. Yeah, I mean, the thing that also just puts you over the edge is the tournaments now on the weekends, you know. Like, and Natalia's back in the full swing with her foot, so she's back to the volleyball.
My God, you're like, can't you just sprain something?
It was nice.
Too much to ask?
I have to say.
Your fingers are working right now? Really? What are the chances? You got 10 of them.
I know.
Couldn't one, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, Sonny got his braces off. But he's got to wear Invisalign. Yeah.
Yeah, so does at night, right?
Uh-uh. All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he
for
said.
For how long?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. He's going back again today. But, yeah. And then there's that. The tournaments, though, on the weekends. It's just because then you're looking, you're staring down the barrel of, 3 weeks strung together with no morning off. Like every morning you're up and out, up and out, up and out. And the weekends it's even harder, because you got to be up and out and gone halfway away from home, basically on the other side of the hemisphere, and you got to be ready to rock at 7:30 a.m. on the court, ready to go with your knee pads on or whatever you got to have, both for both of them. And it's can't really rely on Adam to pick up the slack there. So
yeah, that's hard.
It is.
And I feel like this thing that we're talking about, like with the husbands, that one of the problems is that, yeah, John is super helpful, and he works from home. And in some ways, that is kind of a lifesaver, as much as I bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? With these flexible hours, I can say, hey, I need you.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have a work excuse. Like, mm-hmm. I can say, hey, I have to work. You need to do this with the kids. And he will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the delegate. It's that all of it is in my brain. And John would say to that, if we were in therapy right now, he'd say, then put it all on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I put it on the calendar and he still goes, so do the kids have blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And then I'll go, yeah, look at the calendar. Like, mm-hmm. you don't want me to constantly saying it. Yes.
Right.
In my mind, I have to go, okay, this morning, the kids had orientations from 10 to 1. I feel like I said it like four times
in order to
make sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That he knows.
I have to say it like five times.
I understand it's not something that's a regular part of our schedule, but
right.
This is what's
now,
up.
Like if it is on the calendar, let's say, but then do you only ask for his? Do you only say like I need you? You or does he have like certain days that he knows he's gonna help out?
Well, last year after we'd been fighting about it endlessly over and over, and me coming in here and going, oh my God, he doesn't help, you mm-hmm. know. We agreed that I would just do the mornings
mm-hmm.
and that he would do the afternoon.
Oh, so he,
unless something else came up.
Okay.
That way I was like, I'm not going to be an angry biatch every morning going, why doesn't he get up? Or mm-hmm. be mad at night when he's like, I know he's staying awake until 3 a.m. because mm-hmm. of his different circadian rhythm that I don't have to be like, wow, he's sure going to bed late. Like, I guess he's not going to wake up tomorrow morning. And I'd get so mad, like, watching him sleep in the morning, being like, must be nice. Wow, that must be great that, like, hey. And I'd think, if you don't do it, I have to do it. Because if I don't do it, they just don't go to school. So I'd get so mad.
Right.
So finally, I was like, rather than get divorced over this, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
But you got to then the afternoon has to be by default you, unless I'm around, which, let's face it, I like to pick up the kids from school. And if I'm not doing anything, I'm not going to be like, sorry, I'm watching Love Island.
Right.
So have fun. Like, a lot of times if I was around, I'd be like, okay, I'll go get LB, you go get the twins.
Yeah.
And in his defense, he's like, I got it. Right, I got both.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
But I don't know how well that's going to work this year, because it's gotten way more complicated. As I talked about on Patreon, I have two separate schools and they're in two different directions, and I can't just take the morning. I'm going to have to rely on other carpools. It's going to get complicated.
He knows that though, right? Does he know he's going to have to help, like, pick?
I don't think he's thinking about it.
No, I know.
Well, I'm going to have to say, okay, here's what's up. This person's going to take LB to school this day. I need you to get up and take her to this person's house. She's going to drive her. On this day, I need you to pick up. It's probably going to be day by day.
Yeah. I mean, you have to go in two different directions in the mornings and in the afternoons. Do they get out at the same time?
Well, the afternoon is not as big a deal, because I have a lot of mom friends that our kids are all going to the same school. I feasibly could see that I would have to maybe pick up once a week, if that. Like, there's always going to be somebody that can grab my kid and bring her home. But the morning is going to be really hard. And also, since LB's in high school, there's no rush to pick her up. Like,
yeah, that's
the second
true.
The bell rings,
yeah, that
you don't have to be like
there.
On the street going, right. She and her friends could walk across the street, go to Starbucks, hang out.
Right.
And I can be like, hey, I'm not going to get there till 4.
Right, right. That's nice.
Yeah.
I have the issue of a lazy ass and a go-getter in the mornings. And we only live like a couple blocks away. That's the other thing. It's like, some of the moms, how about you, like, if you see Natalia walking, because there's this, just a long stretch from our house to the school.
Right.
Like, about a half a mile. If you see her walking, how about you just pull over? Why are you, like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell Natalia, like, why don't you ask one of your friends? They're going that way at the same time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, so Natalia and the girls, I'm so happy Natalia and her other friend are back together. Did I talk about that? Like, because Mobile Muffin anyway.
They got in a fight?
No. No, I wish. No, Natalia and, I don't know, something happened between Natalia's other best friend, who I talk about a lot, who I love and is a doll. Well, towards the end of summer, Natalia and her weren't speaking, and it had something to do with Mobile Muffin. And I was like, really? And she's like, we're fine, Mom. Don't ask. Because I kept going, are you guys friends yet? Are you guys friends yet?
Right.
And she'd go, look, just because we're not BFFs doesn't mean we're, you know, like, we're fine. But she's not, like, one of my friends now, right now. Or something like that. And I was really, this, like, broke my heart. But now, last night, their friends again. Thank God. They have the lockers are closed. But, like, Natalia, on a Sunday, is like, Mom, you got to take me to the school so I can go she did this last year, so I can go and just organize my locker, which I love. I'm like, okay. She got things from, you know, Office Depot that she, like, reminders and stuff like that, and a thing that, like, divided her locker in half and stuff like that. It was really cute. We'll see how long it stays up like that. And she puts this guy, Sonny, comes walking through the door at 10 o'clock. His backpack's not. He didn't even think about PE clothes. Like, hello, you need your PE clothes. You know, he's like, he don't care. Like, he treats like school's a thorn in his side kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane, you know, because she wants to be at school at least 40 minutes to a half an hour before the bell rings. She wants to get there early. She wants to see her friends and socialize early and get that out of the way.
Right.
Which is great. Him, he wants to roll in at the very last second.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you want me to do? Drive her, turn around, come back, get you. And no. And I told that to Natalia. I go, I don't know what we're going to do. It was fine last week and it was just her, but now him.
And she's like, well, he's got to get up and get it going in the morning because I'm not waiting for him. But then it's like, why don't you walk too? Now, she wasn't walking for a long time because of her foot, but now she can walk, but she doesn't want to walk. I don't know. It's a pain. But I am going to start asking some of the parents because we do pick up a lot of the kids on the way home. We do.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about like, hey, how about they pick my kid up in the morning? Never thought about it. I don't know.
I mean, if they can walk, that's better. But I understand what you're saying about, you know, if Sonny's not going to do it and he's going to end up being late.
Yeah, I can't trust him to walk. There's no way. No way. Mm-mm. Tim, what do people think about our Teresa and Gina episode? I haven't had a chance because Facebook wasn't working for me over the weekend. I don't know what on
I
my
think
phone.
I think they liked it.
They
just
did?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, good. We got good feedback?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Some people thought Gina was kissing Adam's ass a little too much. That was the only negative feedback is they felt like that was too much.
She
but
is
other
a little
than that.
She's probably not used to it because she and Brian kind of, well, I don't know, but my stomach won't stop growling.
But then somebody in her defense was like, well, it's not really ass kissing if she genuinely like is enjoying her experience working for Adam and just saying that. Like,
right.
You know, so there was like a little bit of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like it was all good.
Oh,
but
good.
People enjoyed
That's
it,
good.
I think. Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I hope they enjoyed our Greg Fitzsimmons episode, too. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was really sweet that he wanted to come on our show.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
What I like is that, and I don't know if people even really appreciate this, but we get offered guests all
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very strong about saying, like, if we have a guest, it's not – most of the time, it's not because like, oh, we got bullied into it.
Right.
It's because that person is like a friend of the show or we
right.
wanted to.
Yeah.
It's but if people go, oh, podcast one. No, if we have no problem going, no, thanks, pass.
Right.
Hard pass.
Adam should really take a page out of our playbook when it comes to that.
Because we know what you guys like. We know
yeah.
what you want to hear. And we're mindful of that, but at the same time, if there's a guest that we want to have on,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have him on.
Of course. Yeah.
You're going to like it.
I'll never forget when our old producer was like, just make a list of all the guests that you want. And I put you on it going like, we're never going to get her. But then she's like, just put anybody you think. And then she added Bruce Springsteen's wife.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is a joke, right? Like we were having like a pre-meeting. I was like, what? Patty, what? And she's like, no, I'm gonna pursue it. I'm gonna try and I'm like, that's like getting royalty. That's like asking the, you know, Kate Middleton to come on our show. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, I don't know. It was very weird.
Sometimes I think about like asking, I don't know,
Rick Springfield,
Alanis Morissette, somebody uh-huh. that would be super interesting to have on. And then I think, I don't know. I think it would mm-hmm. be like a lot of trouble to mm-hmm. try to get them in. And then if we got them in, I always think it's not like we're not Howard Stern.
Right.
Like they're not going to be like, what I get to do for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer any question.
Uh-huh.
So then I feel like, would it even be that cool anyway? Because
right.
what could we really ask?
I know.
We couldn't be like, is your husband a pain in the ass?
Yeah. Does
like,
he beat you?
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess we could ask some fun questions, but we could try. But I always worry
then,
that
like,
the person would be kind of stilted and like
yeah.
being interviewed. And then that's boring.
And then
boring.
It seems forced too sometimes,
right.
our enthusiasm. Because I remember guests in the past where we were just like, hey, hi, how so tell us? And we're just like, I don't really care. Betsy Brown, Braun.
The worst to me, one of them was
the tree.
Well, that guy was horrendous because it was too early
like
on
insulted.
For me to do. Oh,
no, you voiced, you were like, yeah, you didn't really say anything at first.
Afterwards, I think I did.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, that was horrible.
Yeah.
And I was, you know why I was really offended was because Kathy was acting like he was doing us a favor
uh-huh.
because he has this best-selling book. His book was not a bestseller.
Uh-huh.
I was like, his book is like ranked a million uh-huh. on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing him a huge favor.
Right, right.
The fact that anybody's even saying this guy's name is a boon to him. I was like, so don't act like, oh, we should be happy and like do our research
yeah,
about this guy. He was like a blowhard, boring,
right.
Pedantic uh-huh. about parenting, how we should parent.
Right.
It's like, first of all, you're a dad.
Yeah, I
so
know.
Take a seat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
On a show with two moms.
I don't remember him very well. I just remember I had a book about a tree or something.
Yeah, growing a tree like your kids or growing off your tree. I don't know. Stupid.
But who were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't want to get in trouble, but it was somebody that was like, it was Podcast One that they wanted us to have on that was because she was starting her own podcast.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And neither one of us, yes, and neither one of us had ever heard of her, but we were like, and that was one that they were like, no, you have to have her.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. And then she was like, told a story about firing her nanny because she took her shoes off.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting there going, ugh, how out of touch. Like, the person was probably trying to be respectful.
Yeah, people take their shoes off when they come in.
Because she's probably like, doesn't know. And she was so, it was just very out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't like reel her in.
Wasn't
like,
like a Latin,
some entertainment reporter.
Yeah, for like Access Hollywood Latin America or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. And we were like, okay, maybe we could gossip with her and talk about celebrities on the red carpet.
Yeah, but she wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't. That's even the other part. You know who I really did not like since we're talking about it? I don't really care. I don't care. The chick from The Office, Melanie.
Melora Harding?
Melora.
You had her. That was before my time.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were there.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Was that you and Teresa, maybe?
I guess.
I heard she's a total biatch.
Oh, my God. She wasn't really necessarily a biatch. I could see that. She was the biggest blowhard. She thought she was just like, I went to ballet school in New York. And, oh, yes, and she was on The Office, I guess, at the time. I was disappointed when I saw her on The Office because I was like, please tell me she doesn't have a big part. Yeah, she does have a big part. And she had a big part when she was on our show. She was on like the... Of course, Kathy was like, she's on The Office. She said, you have to have her. Like, I don't know how we got her, why we got her. Maybe she did some blog about being a mom. She talked about – I'd love to find that episode. She was so revolting. I remember after she left, I was like, please, talk about out of touch. You heard of that? She's a biatch, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So she has a terrible reputation.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense because
very disliked.
She was awful.
It's funny because
we should find that.
All right, we got to wrap.
All right.
You know what I wanted to say at the beginning of this show? I always forget to say you guys at the beginning of the show, but our special friends of the show, Ishan Vajpayee, Carol Kontz.
Hi, Carol.
Luis Juarez.
Oh, I love Luis.
I love Luis. Thank you for supporting our show, Luis and Carol, just because you're retired and want to support your girls.
And
Ishan. You guys are the best. Thank you for all you do and
thank
for supporting
you
us. Now, our sponsors.
Thanks for supporting us. Yeah.
BuyRaycon.com/FCOL. FabFitFun.com. Enter the code FCOL. DudeProducts.com, enter Corolla 20, Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, just because, every retailer, and ForceOfNatureClean.com. Look that up. And then our Patreon, we had a Patreon this week that is one of those that could get me in trouble. So if you've just listened to it, just please don't ruin the rest of my
Stephanie
high school for me.
Stephanie had her bean steamed this morning.
But if you are a $50 a month subscriber, you get a business shout out like Maria, who does sex and intimacy counseling, and her webpage is nwsextherapy.com, and she's going to help you with any problems that have to do with sex or intimacy. Our buddy Ulysses is
Sakatumi
paying for a really nice shout out, and it's for first responders.
Ooh.
And the website is nfrf.org. Okay.
Don't screw it up, Stephanie.
The National First Responders Fund.
That's
okay.
A
this
good
is
one.
Your buddy, John Stewart.
I know. John Stewart very much.
It was founded on the idea of becoming a trusted source of resources and assistance dedicated to every first responder with a touch point to emergency incidents. And one of our listeners suggested this one to Ulysses, so he's paying for it.
Nice.
NFRF.org. Also, Sarah Dean, she hosts Shameless Mom Academy, the podcast where moms go to listen to stories of other moms and, dish the dirt about how hard parenting is. Check out the show at shamelessmom.com. Kate Marengo, girl, you bring it to your interior designing service. Interior Chicago.
I was talking her ear off the other day.
interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Find Kate Marengo. Ask her questions. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus, adding the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies to your diet. Go to clevenger.juiceplus.com. And I feel like I'm forgetting. Oh, Casey Howell, Keller Williams, Crystal Coast. She covers Eastern North Carolina. If you're looking for a vacation home or you're just moving to North Carolina, let Casey help you because she's our listener. Support her. You can email her at KaceyMarie, K-A-C-E-Y, Marie@gmail.com.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kaylin. Thanks, everybody.
Love you guys. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.